All right. You know what time it is. It is 7 a.m. in the morning. It is time for the morning inspirational vitamin coming out of Metro Atlanta, but stretching around the world. It's your friend, it's your boy, it's your cousin, it's your pastor. Pastor Dallas Wilson, right here, ready to share the word. Mom Dukes, you are number one this morning. Bishop, good morning to you. Good morning to all the family on the call line. Good morning, Bev. Good morning, Dwayne Webb from St. Francisville. Vera Alfred, I think you're in Rome today. Phyllis from, where is Phyllis? Delaware, all around the world today. I celebrate God for you, and I celebrate what God is doing in your life. Levita Bessel, you have slipped down to number five this morning. Percy Bonner, good morning to you. Hey, Shana, I'm excited at what God is doing today. I wake up in the morning just with energy just to share what God has given. Good morning, Felice. Good morning, Lily. I'm excited what God is doing. So many miracle testimonies to share with you today. I've got a family in Texas, and the doctors had come in and told the mother that we need to get the baby now at 6 months. Let's get the baby now. She's having a challenged pregnancy. And I got the phone call, and they said they're going to come back in a few hours to check her levels to see if they need to take the baby immediately. And we joined in prayer over the prayer line, and 2 hours later, her blood levels had gotten to the point where there was no need to take the baby. Mother and baby are doing fine right now. I praise God for miracles happening right before our eyes. At our local church, I have a daughter, a young lady there, who has a ganglion cyst on her wrist. And we just got together and prayed, and she's had it for a while. And I just put anointing oil on her wrist and prayed. And a few days later, she came back, and I'm walking down the hallway in church. I believe she's in the 11th grade, and she just stuck her wrist in my face. I'm like, girl, move your wrist out. She says, no, Pastor, look. And the cyst began to dissolve right there on her arm. So I am excited at miracles that are happening just because we are faithful and believing God. And I'm believing God for miracles for you. You know how this goes, y'all. Tell your friends to be my friends and post this video and watch God do the incredible. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are awesome. You are mighty. And it's good to know that you are still the God of miracles, of might and power. You do the incredible. You do the impossible, God, and we bless you. Father, I thank you now for just giving me an anointing, God, to speak miracles into the atmosphere over the body of Christ. So, God, I continue in that vein today, and I ask for peace and power. I speak into the lives of those who may have sickness in their body or even trouble in their home. God, you be that God. Father, we thank you. We pull upon you now for miracles for the body of Christ. I ask you this year that we needed to see miracles, and you're doing the incredible. You're doing the impossible, and we love you for it. God, and I thank you for this, my morning vitamin family, God. I pray that you would continue to expand our territories, God. I speak over this ministry, God, that it's not just morning moments, but God, this is true ministry that's going around the world. People's hearts and lives have been changed, and God, I pray that you continue to give us the power. But not only that, God, I pray that you expand this platform, God, that we can do more just for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 Hey, Lanka. Hey, Tony Wilson. Tony Caravano. Good morning. Binky. Good morning to you, my brother. Listen, this today, I want to talk about, hey, Charnel, I want to talk to you today about increasing our faith. Increasing our faith. That's where I'm going for the next couple of days. I want our faith. I need my faith to increase. When I got good credit again, you'll get that on the way home. they called me and said, we're giving you a credit increase. A credit increase meant now that I have greater ability to purchase more than I could before because I've got a credit increase. So the increase says you can purchase more and still make small payments for it. I hear God speaking into me to speak to you that it's time for everyone on this call to get a faith increase. It's time for your faith to increase so that you can believe God for more while you're still making the same small payments in faith, the small payments in prayer. Go with me to the Gospel according to Mark, the Gospel according to Mark chapter 9, the Gospel according to Mark chapter 9. And verse 17. Did you get that already? You already got that, that this is the year that not only are you going to fly, God's going to give you a faith increase. The book of Hebrews says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. What that simply means is that you've got to see it before you see it. You've got to speak it into the atmosphere when there's nothing there. You've got to speak it against a backdrop of impossibility. You don't wait till there's a sign of things working in your favor. Gloria Chapman, you've got to speak faith when everything looks crazy. Tanya Felder, you've got to decree into the atmosphere what you're believing God for when all the signs are stacked against you. I found out that God loves it when the signs are stacked against you. God loves it when a crowd has gathered around you to tell you what's not going to happen. All God is doing is using the drama in your life to draw a crowd. So when God turns it around, even your naysayers are going to have to worship and understand the power of our God. So here in the book of Mark, chapter 9, 17th verse, there is a man who brought his son to Jesus. And one of the multitudes says, Master, I have brought my son unto thee, which hath a dumb spirit. We're going to talk about dealing with the dumb spirit. The dumb spirit was simply a spirit not out of knowledge, but a spirit that could not talk. He had a dumb spirit. His ability to open his mouth and speak had been seized by this condition. Family, I'm not trying to bother you or insult you, but if you cannot declare the word of God out of your mouth, if you cannot speak peace in the midst of war, if you cannot speak healing in the midst of sickness, oh my, you might have that same condition. The inability to declare the goodness of God at the worst times of your life. This young boy had a dumb spirit. He could not open his mouth. Family, if your faith is going to increase, I see y'all getting this already. I see the hearts and the thumbs up coming. If your faith is going to increase, you're going to have to declare some things out of your mouth. The Bible says, declare a thing, and so shall it be established. Family, I'm going to go a little further and push on you. You are too anointed to complain as much as you do. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. And every time you complain, you are organizing your world around the bitterness of your circumstances. Complaint has no place in the life of the believer. I know we're human, but we're also supernatural, and the power of God is living on the inside. Here's what I believe in my crazy mind, that when I complain, the spirit world is gathered around waiting for something to come out of my mouth. And when I complain, they will do exactly what I command them to do. Oh, I'm not going to make it. They say, you know what? You're right. With that, you're not going to make it. But in the midst of the trouble, if I can say, I will survive, that's when they begin to go to work. You've got to decree it. I'll say it again. You're too anointed to complain. You've got all the tools. You've got all the anointing. You've got all the power to decree a thing, and so shall it be established. Why? Life and death comes out of your mouth. Would you just take a moment and decree life into your circumstance. Decree joy. Post that right there. I decree life into my circumstance, healing into my circumstance, increase into my circumstance. I decree it over my family, over every area of my life. It takes faith. So here this man brings his son to Jesus who has a dumb spirit. And he says, and wherever I taketh him, the spirit in him goes crazy. He begins to tear. He begins to foam at the mouth. He begins to pine away. And here's the challenge. My goodness, I don't know. Yes, I'm going to do it. The man says, and I took him to your disciples, and they could not cast this spirit out. My goodness. Beverly Champion, I want you to know, and I need us to know, that everybody in church ain't qualified to deal with the spirit and the things that you are going through. Don't get frustrated. Don't get irritated. Just recognize that everybody is not qualified to speak into your life in the time of crisis. You don't go to the oil change place when you need a whole new engine. You've got to go to the experts. Here in this situation, this man brought his son to Jesus' disciples and said, hey, can you help him? Hey, can you help him? And everybody tried, but nobody could help him. And here's what's incredible. He answered and said, Jesus said, O faithless generation, he's speaking to his own disciples, O faithless generation, how long shall I suffer with you? And here Jesus gives us a point that I'm going to leave you with. Jesus says, bring him to me. He speaks to the man and says, bring him to me. I decree it. I'm going to end this call this morning, this video this morning, with saying to you that God wants you to bring your most difficult challenges to him. You've taken them to everybody else. You've taken them to counseling. You've taken them to your best friends. You've taken them to Ayanna Van Zandt, Oprah, and Dr. Phil, and can nobody help you. Now it's time for you to bring them to him. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. You've let everybody else tinker in your life. Now, this week is the time for you to hog tie all of those issues, hog tie all of those concerns, and bring them to him. He's the only one that can help us. I need you to empower your faith this week. I'm on a high, y'all. Empower your faith. God's going to do the incredible in your life this week. Here, today, I want you to begin. If you got to inbox me, I need you to inbox me and begin to decree what we're believing God to do in your life this week. This is the week where I'm believing God that our faith is going to increase and miracles are going to happen in the body of Christ. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how tough it is. I don't care how long it's been going on. Increase your faith and watch God do the incredible. My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me as I pray. Take all our sins away. And Lord, let me from this day be holy. That's a little song. Your faith is going to increase this week. I want you to bring those things that you thought would never turn around in your favor. And we're going to watch God work miracles on your behalf. This man brought his son to Jesus. And Jesus says, bring him closer to me. My final point. You want this deliverance. You want this miracle. You're going to have to get closer. You can't do it from the perimeter. You can't do it hiding behind someone else. This man had to step into the forefront, step beyond the disciples, and say, it's me. This is my son, and we need your help. I'm doing the same thing today with you. God, it's me. It's Dallas. I'm stepping out of the crowd. I need your help. I know you can do it. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome, and my faith is on swole today. My faith is on steroids today, God, and I believe you can do anything but fail. And I pray for those on this video. I'm praying for those on the call line, God. I'm praying for myself and my family, God, that you would just continue to stir us up during this teaching, God, that we've got a power inside of us that has laid dormant. We have done what this man has done, tried to hide the issues for so long until they become so big that we have no other choice but to move. So God, today I speak into the atmosphere for those who are watching this video now and those who are watching by repost, that you are the God that can heal the worst of our conditions. You are the God that can speak into the worst of our situations. But God, we shall have it according to our faith. I believe you can do anything. We believe you can do anything. So God, this week we're looking, believing you for miracles. We thank you, God, in advance. We bless you. This is our week for a faith increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hey, family, it's 2017, y'all, and this is the year we fly. And this is the year our faith is going to get an increase. Just imagine what you're going to be able to do with this faith increase. It's going to be like a credit increase. You're going to be able to do so much more than you ever thought. I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I hope you are praying for me. Repost this video on your page right now. To those who are watching me by repost, it's not by luck or happenstance. God had you in mind. It's time for me to stretch, pull, and empower your faith for miracles that are going to happen. Family, I gotta go. But tomorrow, I need you to meet me at the Center of Hope. We've got a phenomenal ministry plan full of joy, laughter, and song. Comedian Small Fire is going to be with us on tomorrow. One of the greatest gospel vocalists in the city of Atlanta, Pastor Collier Starks, is going to be there, and yours truly is going to be there. It's going to be a night of fun, worship, and just fellowship, and I don't want you to miss it, whether you're around the country or whether you're here in Atlanta. Make your way, bring your friends and family, and you shall be blessed. I love y'all. I got to get out of here. Remember, increase your faith and watch God do some incredible things in your life. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone, fly alone. You will see miracles this week. Do this and God will bless you. You'll never fly alone. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.